Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morenci, and I'm on the grid. So is the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, Carmine Bianco will join us in a couple of minutes because we've got a full slate of NHL hockey this evening. 14 games on tap. So Ron Rubber better put his latex gloves on early. in the evening. Figured I'd throw you a bone after the other night. I said, that's enough with the hockey. After 3 minutes. I put a three-minute window. I look. I'm like, yeah, it's been 3 minutes. I think we've talked enough pucks right now. Considering it's, but there's 14 games tonight, and these games really do count. We're into the stretch drive right now. A couple of teams, the Florida Panthers, only have 3 games left. The Vancouver Canucks have like 10 or 11 games left. So the schedule is a little out of balance right now in the National Hockey League. But nevertheless, these games are critical across the board. For these teams that are battling for playoff position, a lot of stuff to get to. Mr. Burns, of course, the rich get richer. Mr. Burns gets a little bit richer, although it's another Mr. Burns. As Mr. Burns from The Simpsons said, you know, I have all the money in the world, but I trade it all for a little more. Yeah. And Mr. Burns finally gets his first win. And did you have him like originally on Wednesday? Because I do remember both you and Dougie brought him up on Friday, actually, right? And he was still paying pretty nice. Did you get in on him? Did you hit this at all?
No, I can't lie. No, Gabe. No. I gotta be honest with you.
For those of you about golf on the radio, this week. Cam was shaking his head.
Sorry. I pulled a Dave. No. I shook my head. I meant no. I did not have Sam Burns. I talked about Sam Burns. I had him on my list. I crossed him off my list like an absolute idiot. But you know what? I gotta be honest with you.
Burns' name came up like, oh, and Burns has a shot. Like,
Burns is good. Like, Burns has been close before, but he hasn't closed. Like, we like Burns a lot more than Keegan Bradley to close out, even though Bradley's won a major. Like, I like Burns' game a lot more, and he's on fire. But as you said, Gabe, this guy's fallen short. And I got to be honest with you, a lot of our guys, top 20s, I had every single guy in the top 10. Sunday, M falls apart. All these guys just fall apart. Like, you know what I mean? So you sit there. Never count your money in golf on Saturday, right? Like, Kokrak got there. Answer got there. Other guys got there. But it looked like a clean sweep for us. But no, it turned out just to be okay at best. I would say actually not great because we didn't have the winner of the golf tournament.
I tell you what, I don't know. Sometimes the best bet is the best bet not made. And I didn't play any top 20s. I put one small play in on Corey Connors, who tanked.
And you know what he said?
And that was that.
21st.
I ended up 21st when it's all said and done.
Yeah, just like all my guys. I had guys like 6-1, 21st. And I've been noticing this in golf. That's why they give you the top 20. It is uncanny how many times it goes from a 19 to not T20, but 21. It's always 21, not 20, 21. And I don't know how they do that, Gabe, with the field or how it works out. It's just one of those things that you get a lot of guys and you need a top 20, you get a 21. All the time.
Speaking of 21, was that Bob Baffert's 21st Kentucky Derby win? Why didn't we just bet on Baffert? What the hell are we thinking? Right when the race started,
Bob Baffert's entry, run the race?
I was thinking, I'm like, oh, God, why am I not on Baffert's entry? It was just right before the race.
I'll tell you.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Cam was eager to tell us something.
So yeah, I am. I mean,
I'll tell you.
No, I'm just saying. No, it's not even that good. I know Carmine, he had his little, you know, mouse with cheese with a helmet on. He thinks we're going to attack him. I'm just going to, yes, Gabe, to your point, we should have bet on Bob Baffert. Money finds money. Basically, what I was going to say, I could have waited till after the break and made it cleaner, but I got excited. That's the thing. This guy has been under investigation from every horse federation, from Arkansas to Florida, whatever. It just doesn't matter. Money finds money. If you're a trainer with a story, oh, we bought that little horse for $1,000. What a story, Bob. It's great. Yeah, he got $1,000 horse and he wins the Kentucky Derby. Like, doesn't happen to like a couple that needs the money. Like, this is the thing about life. I told you, Gabe, the guy at the convenience store. I go, what happened? He goes, oh, you know, this poor guy comes in, he buys all the tickets, never wins. Rich guy comes in, he wants some milk. Hey, honey, I just want another $25,000 on the scratch tickets. Money finds money. Baffert, we bet him every time when we're stooges not to. I agree.
Yeah, you know what, though? You think of the negative, because that's the way you think. I'm like the positive person amongst the two of us here.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Yeah, and I prefer to think of a guy here. I just saw an inspirational story, which is actually pretty crazy. The guy was, he was dead for 14 minutes. All right. So this guy was dead. He was clinically dead. I don't know. Some dude in Australia.
What's that got to do with Bob Baffert? Carrots.
Well, I'm telling you about, he said about like a lot of, so here it is. An Australian man once declared dead, but came around after 14 minutes. To celebrate, he bought a scratch card and won a $27,000 car. Days later, the news asked him to reenact the moment. He bought another one. He won again. This time, $250,000.
Oh, this guy's, that's a good story. It's not Bob Baffert, though. Guy needed the money. Well, that's kind of opposite to the my point being, Bob Baffert doesn't need any more.
He already won. And then he won again. That was the point. He already won. Winning is contagious. So is losing.
Yes,
that's the
it
point.
Is. Yeah.
Bob Baffert's the only one that wins right now. Now that Dwayne Lucas, I don't know what the hell happened to Dwayne Lucas, it's the same thing with gambling, Ken. It's the same thing with betting. Like, let's just be real. If you're broke, like, you know, and we've all been there, it's like, man, I better win this weekend or I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm not going to be able to pay the rent. You'll never win, right? But if you're killing it, you'll win again. You'll be like, oh, I just won another parlay.
That's
how life works like that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's too early in the week for this. Like, I thought at East. Carmine's coming at me during the break. Hey, they blocked the game. So I'm going to calm down. We'll be on in 5 seconds. Settle down, Carmine. You're tweeting about us coming to you. I'm ready to start off the week peacefully here. I come in peace. I don't know about Cam. Cam's best line. What the hell does that have to do with Bob Baffert?
You're right, Moretz. It's too early in the week. Yeah, no. It was a very nice story that you told, though. But yeah, it was not really relatable to Bob Baffert. This guy died in one.
No, it was. It was about winning. People that win, Baffert wins. They win again. Yes, he wins again. That was the point. All right.
Okay.
Now we come in. We come in peace here, Carmine. So listen. I don't know what you got going on at 7 o'clock. So I know Carmine's in a hurry. He's like, the earlier the better. So I don't know. Okay. Uber Eats on the way here. Margaritaville tonight. I don't know. I don't want to know, Carmine. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Keep your private life private, all right? What do you got tonight? NHL hockey. Let's get down to business.
Yeah, let's run the board. Let's start with the Florida Dallas game right off the bat. Why don't we discuss that one? Where do you want to go first?
Well, let's start off with Chicago. Let's start off with Chicago and Carolina. And you know what? It's actually I don't know if this is fitting, Cam. Is it a sign of things to come? It's actually Cam's ex-girlfriend, Chicago. I don't know how you feel, Cam, but I was in a 7-Eleven today, and I purchased a lighter, a Chicago Blackhawk lighter. Wow. Look at this. Yeah. Check this out. This is to light my candles and my incense when I meditate. So, Yeah, nice Chicago Blackhawk lighter. I got to tell you, yeah. Bic is really in the business of pro sports teams and lighters right sure now because they got like every team. So I saw the Blackhawks. I was like, you know what? I think it's Carmine's play of the night tonight. Is it Chicago or Carolina tonight, Carmine?
You're going to have to use that to light up the Chicago tickets at the end of the night with Subban tonight.
Your boy. Here we go.
Any chance they had of making the playoffs.
You pick on this guy every week.
Yeah, I know. Any chance they had of making the playoffs died with this five-game homestand where they went 1-4. You know, now they hit the road. They're going to play Carolina. And Nedeljkovic is in net. The guy's 14-4, 1.89 goals against average, 0.934 save percentage. Mm-hmm. And this is the first of three straight games. They're effectively done after tonight. Carolina wins this game. Chicago is eliminated, and they're just going to play out the string. But
all right, let's just cut to the chase here, Carmine.
So
let's just cut to the chase here.
Carolina regulation time.
Yeah. Regulation, because as you said, they're minus 260.
Take them in regulation.
All right, Cam, you agree?
What? I do agree. Yeah, take that lighter, and it's flammable. Right? It contains flammable products. I'm with Carmine. I think Carolina, they got to play for something. That division, you need home ice when it's Tampa and Florida. These guys are just killing each other. They're the best teams. They got to keep on winning. I like Carolina by two goals.
Love it.
So yeah. you're going to play in regulation, Cam, or minus a puck and a half?
Yeah, I'm going to play them in reg, and I'm going to parlay them too. I got a lot of there's so many damn games tonight. Carolina's a part of a lot of things. Yeah, they'll be. For the record,
the Dodgers and the Cubs will not be part of the games tonight. That game has been rained out, unfortunately, of course, because I've already got it in a parlay. So why not? And oh yeah, Dustin May's out for the year. Great day for the Dodgers today.
I saw that one too. Yeah, unbelievable. Great day.
Great day. Bellinger's hurt. May, he's got fractured fibulas. May's out for the year, and it starts for the Dodgers, the post-championship curse. Okay, so I like where you guys are going with this. I can't disagree. Carolina's been on a mission, and I'm not ready to get in front of them. I can live with the regulation, and I can live with the puck and a half. All right, let's go to Winnipeg and Ottawa. As the Montreal Canadiens are they're on the verge of catching the Winnipeg Jets. I don't know if they want to. Like, I don't know. Do you want to play the Leafs or you want to play the Oilers? Like, it's one of these weird deals. Winnipeg and Ottawa, who you got tonight, Carmine?
Winnipeg for me here. They're all of a sudden, they're in need of wins. They're 6-2 against Ottawa, so at least they're taking care of business when they play Ottawa. But these six losses in a row have Montreal breathing on their necks. And believe it, they'd rather play Edmonton than play the Leafs in the first round. Montreal would actually rather play Edmonton because they've fared well against Edmonton. I think they're what? 5-2
that
or 6-2
true.
Against the Oilers this season? Is that not correct?
Yeah, that is, in that range.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, you're right.
If I'm Montreal, it's a meaningful game for Montreal tonight. They're probably a live dog against the Leafs who could be managing their minutes with their players. But Winnipeg needs this win. And they've taken care of business against Ottawa. We don't even know who the Ottawa goalie is tonight. If it's Gustafsson or if it's going to be Holberg. If it's Holberg, I didn't see anything confirmed.
Yeah, I don't know, Carmine.
Who cares who it is? Who cares?
But Broussard,
the Jets are playing Broussard like against Ottawa's 60 cents with these rookies. Ottawa's good, man. They should have beat Montreal that other game. They won. They were leading 2-0 late in that game. Montreal tied it up and won in overtime. It was a joke. You know what, Gabe? For me, I'm not even betting this game. This game makes me sick. It's Ottawa or nothing. I mean, I don't know what's happened today. I don't like today.
Hey, sorry, but I thought you were going to say this, Cam, and I was going to agree with you. Well, I don't want now. I'm going to come at you, Carmine. Just because a team needs to win a game doesn't mean they're going to win a game.
That's why they need to win a game. Yeah, that was a second.
I absolutely agree with you. I agree with you. But Broussard is in net tonight. He's 2-0, 2.47 goals against average, 9.29 save percentage against the Sens this year. So let's see if he can go 3-0 against them.
Okay.
Cam's killing me, man. He goes, this game makes me sick.
I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. I just want to smash things right now. I just dealt with some idiot just texted me too. Like everything's like giving me like really people are grinding my gears.
All right.
But Carmine's not. I like Carmine. I'm just upset.
It's just a hockey game, Ken. It's just a hockey game.
I know.
So we're paying Ottawa.
It's just money, man.
I'm gonna pass, but maybe the Senators +1.5. I think they got a chance there, Gabe.
What about the under?
What do you think about the total, Carmine?
I wouldn't touch it. I just have no idea who's in net for the Sens tonight, and that's the biggest factor here. So it's a pass for me.
You know, I thought it was 6.5. I'm seeing a 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5. Just let it go.
Yeah. All right. So I started off with these games because, Cam, these are Carmine's plays of the night. Chicago, Carolina. That's why I'm starting this rotation. I said to Carmine, since he's the guest, I said, well, what games do you like the most? There's 14.
Give me four games.
So, all right. So you like Carolina and regulation. You like Winnipeg over Ottawa. That it just angers Cam, that pick. Now what about Dallas and Florida, Carmine?
Okay, so same thing here. Originally, the goaltending said they were going to use DeRozier, who has never played a game in the NHL, hasn't played since 1920 in the AHL, but it's going to be Spencer Knight tonight. He's 3-0. He's their goalie of the future for Florida. He's 3-0, 1.67 goals against average, 0.943 save percentage. And then you look at the Stars. Look at this stat in the Stars. 8-15 on the road as a dog. But as a dog or a very small favorite of -115 or less, they're 1-9 this season. Doesn't bode well for this team tonight. Give me Florida in this game.
Florida -142 right now, Cam. What do you think about this, Pat? And you know what? Yeah. I like teams like this. Like Detroit only have two more games left. So Florida, they're going to dial it up, Cam. They know. Guys, we only have three more games left. Like it's not – there's no, you know, room left. And they also know – they can go hard down the stretch here, Cam. They're going to have a nice long layoff before the playoffs start. Vancouver's playing until May 19th. Florida's going to have 10, 12 days off, 2 weeks off after. They can put the pedal to the metal down the stretch here. What do you think about tonight's game?
I agree with Carmine. I think Spencer Knight, the Team USA goalie, is the future of these guys. And if they show up, it's also a revenge spot. Dallas beat them a while ago, murdered them, in fact. And I think Florida's going to be angry. If they show up, they'll kill these guys.
All right, we'll get into the Montreal Canadiens and Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll talk about Carmine's Buffalo Sabres taking on the New York Islanders and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To refresh.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. Dear God. Yeah. Kicking it. Yeah, right,
Tony
Carmine?
Monday.
Yeah, I'm better.
Tony Monday.
I'm good.
All right. Better, thank you, Carmine.
You're better, Carmine.
I'm laughing because somebody in your chat says I look angry because I haven't had my garlic knots yet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you ordered garlic knots tonight again. It's not a Monday thing, right? That's more of a midweek thing.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to the.
Let's go.
All right. Yeah, we don't have time for dinner tonight. All right. Let's just get back to the games. Nothing easy. All right. So the Montreal Canadiens. All right. The Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Maple Leafs -168. Canadians +142. I got to tell you, I'll throw it to you first, Cam, on this one. You're Captain Maple Leaf, although not really, actually.
No, not really.
So
I'm a turncoat. Yeah.
Should they be this big of favorites? I don't think so.
No,
Price, I'm like, come on, man, they're -168. The Canadians blow, and they always lose to the Leafs. That's the problem. They always lose to the Leafs. But what about tonight?
Yeah. I don't like the game. I actually, out of all the games, I think the Leafs are probably going to win, but could they take a night off? They could. I just don't – the total, the last time we took the under in a Montreal game, it was great, and then they just went bananas and scored these goals. I like
I'm not
Leafs.
Touching that 5.5.
I lean under. I'm just – yes, pass. I'm going to pass on this game. I got a lot of other opinions, but I don't like this game at
all. Carmine, what about the Blue Blanc Rouge, the Canadiens, as underdogs?
Yeah, I'm with Cam on this one. The number just keeps going up on the Leafs. They were at what, from, you know, 155 to 160, 165. And I thought, you know, it's a game where, yeah, they've got Campbell in there. But how much time do we see from as far as minutes go, you know, from Matthews and Marner and Tavares? It's not a game that's important to them, but I think they would rather face Montreal in the first round of the playoffs, given the goalies they have in Price and Allen, than possibly facing Winnipeg, who Hellebuck can steal a game and stand on his head, as he's done a couple of times against the Leafs this season. So maybe they actually take this game as where they're not taking the night off, and they're going to try and put a beating on the Leafs. So I'm not going to, on the Canadiens. I'm not taking this game. I think it's just one you watch and or keep an eye on the score, maybe in-game bet. But I'm off.
Nah. This is a game you do bet. The Montreal Canadiens as underdogs. That's the play. The Canadiens,
if the lines keep going up, you almost have to bet Montreal out of, like, just because the lines
are. It's 168 now. Yeah. Come on. The Leafs aren't even playing for anything. They've got everything wrapped up. They've won the first place. Now, I don't know, but that's the whole thing. Like, if you're the Canadiens, you guys brought it up earlier. If you're the Canadiens, it's a good point, Carmine. Listen, if you're Montreal, you're not as good as any of these teams are. But at the same point in time, for whatever reason, they have matched up well with Edmonton. They have, and not just this year. Like, I can recall just, like, they've always beaten Connor and McDavid. Like, they generally beat these guys for whatever reason. And we see they don't beat the Leafs. So I can buy into this. Think about it, Cam. They're 2 points back of the Jets only. The Canadiens literally could catch the Jets. If they went balls deep and said, we got to catch the Jets to avoid the Maple Leafs, then this is a massive game for them tonight. I'm just stating, I'm looking at the motivation here with all these teams in the final week of the season here. Like, the Panthers are going to play hard. They only have 3 games left, and everyone else has more games left. So they've got to try to get as many points as they can on the way out. The Detroit Red Wings only have 2 games left. Yeah, they're going to want to try to win, like, the last game if they lose this next one. I'm just sort of keeping my eye on the situations for these teams. And speaking of situations, Carmine, the Rangers. Rangers have hit the wall. Their season's coming to an end. What about the Capitals tonight going in there and beating these guys?
Yeah, the Caps come off 2 losses to the Penguins, giving up first place. I think they come right back and bounce back. The Caps are a good team. Obviously, they were missing Ovechkin. I'm not sure if he's in the lineup tonight or not. I believe he is. But short price on Washington and a very good team. Mm-hmm. So give me them. To back up what you said earlier, just quickly, Montreal 5-2 versus Edmonton this year.
Huh. You know, I'm looking up Ovi here on Twitter, and all I get is a picture of Ovechkin, who posted a picture today, Cam. And I don't know if you guys agree with this. Look forward to Carmine's take. Ovechkin says he's wearing a T-shirt saying pineapple belongs on pizza. Is that true? Are you a pineapple guy on pizza, Cam?
Oh, yeah. I used to think it was stupid, and then I tried it. It's actually really good. I like a bacon, pineapple, ham pizza. Yeah, the Hawaiian's fine. I
got the Hawaiian special.
Yeah, the Hawaiian special. That's for this. Yeah, it's good. It's delicious.
Pretty good when you're drunk. Carmine?
A little salt.
Pineapple on pizza.
It's a winner. Yeah.
If it's the only pizza that's available, I'll grab it. But I like those Italian trios. Give me some salami, some pepperoni, some sausage, some banana peppers, and I'm good. I'm good to go. And then a bottle of Pepsi AC, because I'm going to need that for the heartburn that hits me at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not down with pineapples on pizza. I don't mind if I'm drunk. Yeah, but it's not my thing. I don't like ham on pizza, so that's why I don't like.
I prefer bacon in that slot. But I like Washington tonight too. I think the bookmakers, this is the one they made a mistake with. Like, I'm surprised. I would have made Washington $130. $140. I think that they're giving the Rangers too much respect, but the Rangers, I don't know. Are they going to tap out? They're going to try. Washington still is going to battle. Give me the Caps.
All right. So speaking of season dominance, guys, the Boston Bruins have had serious problems with the New Jersey Devils this year. They played six times. The Devils have won 4 of them. The 2 times that the Bruins have won, both times it had to go to a shootout. And one of them was the first game of the year. So they won the first game of the year, and they actually won the last time that they played via shootout. the Bruins are red hot right now, and you know they know, and they're focused for the Devils, knowing that the Devils have owned them. Problem is here, Cam, I was thinking about the Bruins, but I can't lay 250. I don't trust them enough to put them in parlays, and I don't want to lay a puck and a half, so I guess it's a pass after all. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, it might be, but I look at this game from the perspective of the over-under, and it's 5.5. One thing I know about the Devils is they just are playing basically beer league hockey right now. They're scoring. They're giving up goals. They're up and down. They're not getting great goaltending. It's a lot to ask because every time these teams play together, it usually is lower scoring. But things are different now. New Jersey's going to play loose. I see over 5.5 in this game, Gabe. I think the Bruins probably win like a 5-3 type of game. I see like a sneaky over in this game. That's what I'm going to play.
Carbide?
Yeah, listen, if it was Blackwood in net, I might take a chance with the big dog in New Jersey just because they've played Boston absolutely tight. But it's Wedgwood in net, and he hasn't been good this year. Bruins still have an outside shot at first place in this division. They got a couple games in hand. So while it's a pass for me, I can't lay that juice. If you're going to take the Bruins, just tie them into like some type of a parlay with maybe Carolina or Edmonton and try and get that down to like almost like an even money bet.
What about your Buffalo Sabres tonight? What do you guys think about this? Sabres plus a puck and a half is -110. What do you think? Can they hang around with the Islanders?
Well, I'm not going to take a side on this one. I'm sticking with what I've done for most of the year, if not all of the year, with the New York Islanders, taking unders on the road with the Islanders.
Unders?
25 games.
Wow.
Yeah. Islander unders on the road this year are 21-4 in their 25 road games. It's been absolutely money, 84%. It just keeps hitting. So if
I love
broke,
Islander
don't fix
unders.
It. Yeah.
They're 7-2. They're 7-2 with a push in the last 10 to the under as far as totals. Buffalo are actually 7-3. Although when you're dangling a 5.5, I love Islander unders, and it's a good stat that you have. I can't argue it. It's factual that the Islanders on the road have been just such an under team. But I like the Islanders. I love Islander unders when they're playing against other good teams. Then you can almost count on a 1-0, 2-1 style game. Buffalo's not good. If things could open up a little bit here, Cam, what do you make of this? Are you willing
Here's
to pull the trigger
thing.
With the Sabres plus a puck and a half? The Islanders don't score a ton of goals.
No,
so,
they
like,
don't.
Are they gonna pull away? You know what I'm saying? Or is this going to be a one-goal game?
It's a tough one, but I am going to go with the over. And here's the thing about this game. The Buffalo Sabres, Carmine, where's Hauser rank? He's like their fifth goalie, I would say. So they got a kid starting Hauser, his first pro game in 9 years. I usually like the goalie coming up, but this is not just like the guy from the American Hockey League. This is pretty far down the depth chart here, Gabe. I don't know if the Islanders are going to have mercy on these guys, but I got to take an over 5.5 with Doogie Howser in net. So that's what we're going to do. I probably like
I'm
the gonna
pass.
To win.
Pass
the two previous games.
It's a dangerous
3-1
game. It's a dangerous game.
3-1 and 3-0 were the two previous games between these two in Buffalo. So, but I get the what Cam's saying about the goalie as well too. You might get a guy there who just in that first period they just shell him and that total is done, right? So I get it.
All right, listen, guys, Carmine, we'll get you out of here in like 2 minutes. So Vegas and Minnesota, guys, two scorching hot teams right now. Vegas 9-1 in their last 10. Minnesota 8-1-1 this evening. You got Edmonton and Vancouver tonight. What do you make of the late games, Carmine? You like anything?
Yeah, obviously the two games, and we'll discuss that other one that we were talking about with the Vancouver Edmonton one. But this Vegas one,
we got 30 seconds.
I'm going to lean to Vegas, even though they haven't won. Even though they haven't won in Minnesota, I think they're 5-0-1. There, Minnesota comes off three big emotional games against the Blues, and the Blues are in playoff form already. It seems. Give me
Five
Vegas. I just think they're spent. Give me Vegas 125.
Carmine, great job. Wager talk.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart. Thanks to Carmine Bianco for joining us on the program. You can find him on Twitter, Carmine Bianco. He's the only Carmine Bianco in the world. He's over at Wager Talk as well. So we do have 14 NHL games. Interesting night in the NBA tonight. A couple of key matchups, Cam. And it's interesting now that LeBron doesn't like the play-in tournament. I don't think LeBron knew there was a play-in tournament. He's only realizing now. Because, exactly. Like, you know, LeBron didn't have a problem with the play-in tournament last year. He never had a problem with the play-in tournament this year until last night when he realizes they're one loss away from being in the play-in tournament. And he's like, the play-in tournament's the biggest pile of crap ever. Whoever invented this should be fired. It's like, bro, you guys, you didn't say anything for 2 years. What do you mean? Now you got a problem with it. It's crazy that the Lakers might end up in the play-in tournament. But we'll get into the NBA. Big game tonight, actually, Cam. Big game. I know you're looking forward to this. You're going to have this on your giant screen TV tonight. The Warriors and the Pelicans. Very trustworthy team in the Pelicans taking on the Warriors tonight. What a crapshoot. But it's a big game. The Pelicans are just 2.5 back of a playoff play-in spot right now. Dodgers and Cubs have been canceled. Which, for the Dodgers, whatever, it's been one of these days today. Dustin May has announced that he's getting surgery. He's out for the year. It's too bad. It's too bad for him. Young, great pitcher. Too bad for the Dodgers as well. So let's just take a look at this. Let's take it as it comes, Cam. So let's go 7 o'clock hockey right now, in which, wow, let's keep scrolling.
Like 9, 7 o'clock games.
Okay. All right, so Islanders, Buffalo. Yeah, I'm in a pass type of mood here, bro.
Okay.
I'm passing.
I like the Islanders, Buffalo. I like the over. Buffalo maybe plus 1.5.
All right, Nashville and Columbus. Nashville, minus 178. It's pretty high.
I like Nashville. I don't like the price. Jesus, 178. I like Nashville. They got to keep on winning games between them and Dallas. I like them. I can't lay that price, though. I got to find a parlay. Holy jeez, $1.78. Craziness. Really?
All right. Cam's not a fan. I know. I don't make the lines. I just report them.
I know. Wow.
Boston Bruins minus 260 right now. Devils, El Diablos, plus 215. Total 5.5. Puck lines and everything else in between. I think the Bruins are going to win, but I'm going to pass.
I agree. I think the Bruins and the over. I think the over might be worth a look because the Devils are going to give up some goals, right? You know what? I'm betting it at 5.5. Small play. And I'm going to pass on the side.
The only game I really like early here, the one that I'm like, I like it, is the Washington Capitals. Minus 118 against the Rangers. Going up. It was just minus 115 a couple of minutes ago.
I like the Caps, too. I think it's a good spot. I don't know. I don't know if they're trying. I will say this. This could be a bait line because I don't know one person that likes the Rangers tonight. And I find it shocking that they lay a team that's probably out of gas and Washington's only laying very low juice. And I'm looking at some of the other stuff and the Toronto line is out of control. The Nashville line's out of control. So, and this one seems reasonable and almost like trappy because I like Washington too, Gabe. A little bit worried though, but I'm on it.
That's the thing, Cam. There's a few of these games where I'm like, yeah, I like them, but I feel like there's a parlay buster somewhere waiting in the weeds.
Exactly.
Like the Islanders and Buffalo. Okay, you can make an argument. You're going to parlay the Isle. All right, Boston and the Devils. Devils have been a thorn in the Bruins' side, but the Bruins know this. Bruins playing so good right now. I could see the Bruins win, but maybe it's just a thing and the Devils get them again. What about Pittsburgh and Philadelphia? Is this a trap with the Penguins and the Flyers? Feels like it. I don't know. I don't want to lay it.
Here's the thing. The Flyers are the coldest team in hockey right now, but it is the Battle of Pennsylvania, and I don't feel like laying $1.75 with Pittsburgh either. You know, you parlay Pittsburgh. I can't take Philly. I'm going to pass, and I like the over, but it's at 6.5. So, yeah, it's a tough one, Gabe. I'm going to have to let that one go.
So it's what about game. Carolina? Carolina's parlay worthy, aren't they?
That's the one.
Carolina parlay worthy. They're parlay worthy. So the question is, who's worthy enough here? Like, who's not losing? All right, so we got Carolina. So Boston's on an absolutely positively slam dunk win. Not when the Devils are 4-2 against these guys, and the two wins for the Bruins are both in shootouts.
I got one. Carolina, St. Louis Blues, parlay. That's the one.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Here's the thing. The Ducks, they were good. They beat LA 6-2. It was also Ryan Miller's last
the
night.
Kings suck.
And they played for him and stuff. What?
Exactly.
The Kings suck. Exactly. Yeah. The Blues, everybody, the Blues are back from a road trip. I don't give a rat's ass if they're back from a road trip. Who cares? They're a better team than the Ducks. And I think they've got to keep on winning. They're playing great hockey right now. So I think they're a great dance partner. Carolina and the Blues, it's almost even. Let's rock. I think that's a generous guy. I'm even more scared about Colorado as a dance partner against SJ Sharkey because they're worried about all their injuries and stuff. I don't either.
I don't trust that one either. You nailed it. The Blues against the Ducks, as you stated, an emotional game for Ryan Miller the other night, last home game mm-hmm. for him. They get the win. Now they go on the road. Tough spot. I think the Blues are on a roll right now. I can live with this.
They are.
-116. So for me, I'm playing the Capitals to beat the Rangers. I went a little smaller on the Canadiens since they're +142. A little stab shot in the dark on the Habs here against what I think could be an unmotivated Leaf team tonight. Although then you get into the Leafs mindset. The Leafs know if they beat them, then they'll play them. Think about that, Cam. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The Leafs know, hey, if we beat the Canadiens, we're going to get them instead of having to play instead of having to play Winnipeg.
I'm sure
they would rather play Montreal than Winnipeg if you're the Leafs. So you're they could be motivated, but I don't know. I don't care who's motivated, like you said, Cam. You don't care who the goalie is. I don't care about anyone's motivation. I care about the number, all right? Taking the Canadians. As simple as that. I care about the number. The odds. Someone agrees with me. It just came down to +134. I got it at +150.
Yeah, it's a great
steaming
price. Here's the thing. I don't care if the Leafs win. You want to lay $170 with the team that's already going to, like, it's just one of those nights, man. They could just lay an egg and Montreal could beat them. So I think
Someone disagrees with us, Cam, though. Caps were just 118, just went to 112. Move 6 cents.
Something's going on here. Something's going on in this game. I'm telling you, this game is freaking me out. I don't know. Like, it's everyone's game. Oh, yeah, Carmine liked Washington, too. So me, you, him, everybody. It's almost barely over a pick'em against a Rangers team that's not going to make the playoffs. What the hell are we missing? Like, the Rangers are going to come out. Are they playing for something? For somebody? Is Washington going to take the night off? Has it already been decided? This is ridiculous. I have no idea what's going on.
I got to be honest, Cam, it's the first time I've ever done this, but I'm over at Fantasy Labs NHL. I spent so much time at Fantasy Labs NBA, Alexander Ovechkin, lower body, upgraded to probable 15 minutes ago.
Okay. So you're telling me everyone, the Washington Capitals are like a team that every capper likes tonight. The line's going down.
Kuznetsov is out.
Oh, okay. Kuznetsov. That's a problem. Okay. But Ovechkin's going to play. Really? Okay. Yeah, they got a lot of guys in their team who like to, you know, have some fun on the side. I don't know.
I don't know what these guys do in their hotel room every night.
Oh, I can tell you what. We've seen pictures before. There's usually a naked woman and another thing in the room, but I'm not going to get into details. But I will say, disciplinary can't be what.
It's always
the
Russian guys.
Yeah, it is the Russian guys. It is the Russian guys. They love the party. They like vodka, they like naked women, and they like other things. But I will say this, I'm surprised the line is going down. It's shocking. It's weird, Gabe. Very weird.
All right. So that's all I got. So Sean Carlson upgraded to probable. Ovechkin upgraded to probable. Kuznetsov out due to disciplinary reasons. I don't know what that is. Connor Garland will be a game time decision versus Los Angeles. Tyler Seguin upgraded to probable. Tarasenko. All right, that's good. Tarasenko, probable tonight.
Playing? Good. Excellent.
All right. All right, so I'm sticking to my gun. So the parlay. Carolina St. Louis parlay. Carolina St. Louis parlay, Montreal Canadiens against the Leafs as big dogs, and the Washington Capitals against the Rangers in a game that suddenly concerns me as well. There's something weird about this game. It's weird aura around it.
It does. I'm going to still take the Capitals. I've already bet them. I like the over 5.5 in Washington. Buffalo and the Islanders. Nashville. I like them, but I got to do something with that game. What else do we go? Carolina with that parlay with St. Louis and Boston, New Jersey over 5.5. I like that too.
I will say this game,
Minnesota too. I think Minnesota upsets Vegas. I disagreed with Carmine. We didn't have enough time to talk about this. I think Minnesota's a live dog tonight. That's at 8 o'clock.
Let's check in with the NBA because this is always an adventure at this time of the night. Andrew Wiggins will play. You know Andrew Wiggins? I saw a list today, bro, of players that have started every game this year in the NBA. It wasn't long. Like, it was like 7 or 8 guys, essentially. Yeah. Andrew Wiggins is one of them. That's the thing with Wiggins. Like, people are like, oh, he doesn't care. And it's, no, he does. But, like, he's just the same. He's never better. But you got to give this kid credit. He's just an automatic, like, he shows up every night and will score 20 points.
Yeah.
Or it's 18. My job is to play NBA basketball.
Yes. I will play it this way. I will give you no more and no less.
Yes.
That is my
exactly.
game.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. He's like, I show
it's like
up.
He goes to work.
That's it.
He gets his job done and he goes home. Don't ask me for overtime or anything else. Just send the paycheck. You know what I'm going to do for you. It's true.
But you got I'm giving him credit for showing up every day.
But he's an employee who shows up to work. Yeah, I agree too, man. That's very impressive. Like, it's, let's just say if you didn't know, nobody would go guess and put his name on. Who are the NBA players that have played every single game? You wouldn't be thinking Andrew Wiggins at the top of your list, but kudos to him.
All right, so the Washington Wizards, Cam, have been on fire. These guys are playing themselves into the playoffs in a big way. Wizards are starting Westbrook, Nato, Beal, Hachimura, and our main man, don't steal my sunshine, Alex Len. How the hell is this guy starting in the NBA tonight?
Steal my D-ball.
Dear God.
And Alex
stealing
Len.
Money. Stealing money. That's what he's saying, stealing money.
Steal my money. hey, that's what it helps, Gabe. If you were that tall too, you're a tall guy. Hey. If you had 7 more inches on you, you could be Alex Len too.
I know. Collecting an NBA wasn't he on bench. The Wizards hey, before? Or am I crazy? Wasn't he on them? Or
he was.
Like, or if
yes,
he was on the Suns.
He was on the Suns. Released from the Suns. Picked up. Released. I think he was on the Wizards. Released from the Wizards. Maybe picked up by the Wizards again. But he's released
Legend.
A lot.
He just seems like a type of dude that was born to be a Washington Wizard, though. He really is. Like, Alex, like, that's just, Len, Wizards. Like, he's made to be the Wizards. But the Wizards are rolling. Pacers are starting LeVert, Sumner, McDermott, Brissett, and Sabonis.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Dave Sharapan will join us in a couple of moments. We'll get into the pucks. We'll get into the NBA. We'll take a look at the NBA games that really matter tonight. And there are actually a couple of them this evening, including our Washington Wizards. So it turns out, Cam, Samsonov as well, also disciplined. I don't know what these guys did. Like, the thing is, it's like the second or third time the Capital players have been called out by their own team. I'm assuming it's COVID protocol type stuff that they're
probably
just like doing stupid stuff repeatedly. Where
I agree.
Now they're getting pissed. And especially now, Cam, the playoffs are around the corner. You're fighting for first place. Like, let's show some professionalism here, guys. I mean, it's like the third time you've done this year, guys.
You're right. It's all been Washington, and it's all been that crew. It's been Kuznetsov, Samsonov luggage. Ovechkin was in the part one of it, and then he didn't do it after that. but it's all the Russian guys on the team. So maybe Tom Wilson and TJ Oshie and them are like, hey, knuckleheads. Like, you know what I mean? We've worked this hard. Don't screw this thing up. So, yeah, it's interesting, I guess. But that line was like that all day, even before all this stuff happened, I guess.
Oh, I know. I don't know.
I still like Washington.
Well, we got Carlson back. We got Ovi back. So, whatever. I'm holding my ground here. All right. So, early NBA game. I am going to take the Wizards, Cam. Give me the Wizards. It's up to 4.5 right now. God, I hate that point spread.
I know.
Man, looks like we're gonna have to find a dance partner.
How about this one? How about Atlanta Hawks money line with Wizards money line? That's got to be plus. Oh, something.
That's ballsy.
Plus 158. Yeah, it is ballsy. I'm feeling ballsy tonight. Oh, sorry, just got some reflux there. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I think, don't you think Atlanta's going to beat Portland?
I'm not sure.
No. Maybe I should just bet Atlanta. It's only minus 2.5. You're right. I don't even need to get a dance partner with that game.
We'll find what about Milwaukee?
It was ballsy, though.
What, only one early no, baseball. Milwaukee. What about Milwaukee and Philadelphia?
Milwaukee. Yeah, Milwaukee. I like the Brew Crew. Yeah, Brew Crew.
We'll have some more picks on the other side.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports game.